This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Jerry Kolb from WTVP and Cody Dekoff of the band Chicago Farmer. They're here to tell us more about the new televised series State and Water, featuring local and regional bands recorded live at the WTVP studio. Jerry, Cody, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
So, Jerry, let's start with you. Tell us more about the series and what inspired WTVP to create it.
Well, you know, we find ourselves, as you might know, at the corner of State and Water, down in the Warehouse District, which is, you know, we're really starting to see lots of new energy there. And, you know, you notice on any given Friday or Saturday night that there's an opportunity to hear live music from the CEFQ stage to Martinis to Live at the Five Spot, and then all the way down as Kelleher's will block off the street and have live music there. And so we thought, why not take some of those folks that play at those venues and make a TV show out of it so that people can learn about these bands and want to come out and see them perform live.
And Jerry, you're a couple of months into this program already. I see that you started recording over the summer, but the broadcast series began in November.
Yeah, we really didn't have a solid idea of what we were doing, and came up with the idea and called up my old friend Barry Cloyd, and he said, "When do you want me there?" And showed up with his friends, and we cut the first one, and then we sat back for a little bit and thought about it. And so that took a little longer to get the program going.
And for people who are not broadcasters, I mean, this is a very common thing. You'll shoot or develop like a pilot and work out the kinks as you go.
You know, didn't have a name for the program or anything. Just wanted to see whether or not we could do it. And we did it. And then one of the things that we had to figure out was how to package the program. And we toyed with it being a 60-minute program and ended up making it a 30-minute program. And so what we're doing is making two episodes out of each act. So the bands come in on Friday nights, and they'll play two 45-minute sets, and then we'll produce those down to two 30-minute programs. And so we're currently running through all of the first episodes, and then we'll run through all fresh new material on the bands on a second helping.
Cody, let's talk a little bit about your band, Chicago Farmer.
Sure.
You've been praised not only for your musicality, but specifically for your song lyrics. Can you tell us a little bit about your approach to songwriting?
Sure. I grew up in the small town of Delavan, Illinois, and I started writing songs in study hall, basically because by the time I was a senior, I had a lot of study halls. Not much to do in a small town, so I kind of needed a bit of a creative outlet. And so in study hall, I just started writing songs. And one summer, I took some detasseling money and bought a guitar and started putting the poetry into motion. And I've just been writing songs ever since. It's kind of my thing, and I'm fortunate to be able to keep doing it.
And you've had a really, really positive response, both from critics and fans. Can you explain, as the musician, what you think it is about your music that relates so well to people?
A lot of my songs are just about everyday life. I try to express myself and what I go through growing up in a small town or moving to Chicago. I pretty much just take all my experiences and then I put them into songs. And fortunately, fans and other people have been able to connect to those songs and can relate to them. And I think that's pretty important. And that's kind of, if I've had any success, that's probably why.
And can you tell us a little bit about the genesis of the name Chicago Farmer?
Yeah, well, I grew up in a small town, and my whole family was farmers, but I kind of had a different path, I would suppose. So I decided I wanted to do this music thing. I had the creativity bug, and I wanted to, you know, follow it. And so I went to Chicago, and my original thought was to start a band and call it Chicago Farmer. But I started hanging out at the Old Town School of Folk Music and a lot of other great venues and coffee houses, and I just started kind of becoming a folk troubadour, I guess you would say, traveling from town to town. And by that time, the band kind of fell apart, but I just decided to keep the name. So now I'm just a one-man folk singer with a guitar and a harmonica who stomps his feet and sings, and I kept the name. It's kind of like Urban Cowboy, but that was already taken, so I became Chicago Farmer.
So with the genre of folk music, and I know your music is much more than just folk music, but oftentimes this is a good vehicle for maybe telling hard truths or reflections on society.
Sure.
Can you maybe explain why it is that music, people are willing to listen to a message through music that maybe otherwise they might not want to hear?
Sure. Well, despite, you know, you can just tap your feet to it, but more importantly, I think it hits home, and obviously it doesn't really matter what side you're on right now. There's so much going on in our world and our country to talk about, and when there's so much going on around the country, but there's also so much going on right here in, like, central Illinois, right in our backyard, you know, people are losing their jobs. When I grew up in my hometown and around here, everybody was, you know, working at the local factory and trying to make ends meet, and we're losing our jobs, and people are, you know, struggling with making ends meet. People are struggling with addiction right here in central Illinois, and, times can be tough. And so I think when you sing about home, people at home connect with it even more, and it kind of hits them, and they can relate to it and feel it.
And how do you find the local music scene here in central Illinois? I mean, are there venues enough to keep you busy, and do you think you're feeling like you're able to find the audience for your style of music?
Absolutely, yeah. About a decade ago, it seems like my friends and I, we were all making our own shows and our own venues. We were playing in living rooms and basements because there weren't things like, you know, like a State and Water show and things like that who would really give us a voice and, you know, let us be seen and heard. So I think it's come a long way, especially in the last decade. And a lot of that is, you know, a lot of small businesses and bigger businesses are taking chances on the local music and art scene. And I think our scene is very diverse. And so I think that should be really, really represented. And I think the venues and things like State and Water are doing that as well.
Jerry, I want to go back to you. Talking about these new venues like you're offering, do you think the viewers, both in the studio when you perform and the viewers that see the program on TV, what's the response been like? Have they been surprised at the quality and the level of music?
We've had a great response from the people that have been in the studio because it is a wonderful place to hear music. It's, you know, they refer to it as being acoustically dead. So, you know, there isn't all of that din. And then on top of that, you know, you don't have people that are there to eat going, hey, could you ask the guy in the corner to quiet down? You know, so people that are there are having a good time. But when the music is being performed, they are with the musician the whole way. And you can, you know, you can almost hear the silence underneath the performance. And so we've kind of built a following of people that love to come to these shows just because you can really hear the music.
And as a musician, that's pretty important, pretty key. We love stuff like that. Like, I just play in a lot of bars and clubs as well. And, you know, a lot of my stuff, we do a lot of sing-alongs and stuff like that too. But more these days, I'm really leaning towards more listening environments where people really just get out and really take in the performance, especially with me, with my music being mostly lyrically driven. You know, it's pretty important to actually be able to hear the words. So when you're in an environment like that, it makes everybody's experience better.
And, you know, we started using a ticketing service, and as we've kind of built this following, we put his show out on the ticketing service, and the tickets are free, but all of the tickets went in less than 5 hours. So we knew there were some people out there that wanted to see Chicago Farmer.
Wow. Well, we're so glad that Chicago Farmer's come to Peoria. That's just fantastic. Cody, you just released your last album last year. Right, Midwest Side Stories, and you do quite a bit of performing. Can you tell us a little bit how you carve out time to continue to write more music?
I'm constantly driving. This album is called Midwest Side Stories, and the one before that was called Back and Forth Illinois, because that was kind of my life, traveling back and forth as a musician. So I'm constantly driving, and that's really when I come up with a lot of my ideas. So I'll drive from here to St. Louis or here to Minneapolis or something like that, and I'm always constantly coming up with ideas as I meet people on the road and as I travel. And then when I get home, I take what I've come up with out of my head and get out the guitar and kind of put it into a song. So there's not a lot of time, but there's always time for the songwriting, the lyrics, which, you know, comes first in my part of what I do.
And, Jerry, I know that WTVP is still pretty new into this project, but have you been able to get any feedback from some of the musicians you've featured previously? Are you starting to get a sense of the impact that this is having for them?
Absolutely. And as we said, you know, we started recording these at the beginning of the summer, but didn't start airing them until October. And so, you know, while they enjoyed making the show, they're starting to feel the impact as these things get aired. And, you know, they're very quickly saying, ooh, when's the second one going to be on? Because their fans are enjoying it very much. And again, it's not only good to hear it in the studio, but if you watch the show, it's a fun show to see music played without a lot of fanfare or anything. You know, we use a 5-camera setup so that we try to get a good look at what's going on. I'm not sure what we're going to do with 5 cameras on Cody, but, you know, it's not meant to be all flash and such. It's meant to be recording the experience.
We've been talking with Jerry Kolb from public television station WTVP and with musician Cody Dekoff. He's the next performer featured on WTVP's State and Water tonight at 6 o'clock. The program airs Saturdays at 10 p.m. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This Saturday evening at 8 p.m., the Broadway Lounge presents Amy Thomason for her first cabaret show entitled Unchartered. The show features a wide variety of songs, including those by Elton John, Sarah Bareilles, Journey, as well as many Broadway hits. Pre-show dinner packages are also available. For tickets and more information, please visit BroadwayPeoria.com.
And the Peoria Public Library North Branch continues its Music in the McKenzie series this weekend. The featured performer this month is Andy Hatfield, guitarist and mandolin player. That concert is Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 o'clock.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.